trying to flee. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. At least 52 civilians, mostly women and children, died when a missile struck a train station in eastern Ukraine Friday. More than 100 others injured.
Accountability will come to those who perpetrated these war crimes and to those who ordered them.
U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price on Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky calling the attack evil without limits and says he expects a fierce global response.
We are anticipating a solid global reaction to this war crime. Like mass killings in Bucha, like many other Russian war crimes, the missile strike on Kramatorsk must become one of the charges at the tribunal. That will be for sure.
Russia, in turn, blamed Ukraine, saying it doesn't use the kind of missile that hit the station.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv. A bipartisan group of senators is fighting to uphold Title 42, a health care directive used to expel migrants at the border.
Some moderate Democrats want another plan in place first. Some are just worried about the flood of migrants at the border. Republicans are blocking a COVID bill unless they get a vote on an amendment to keep Title 42. Adoption of the Title 42 amendment could make it difficult to pass the COVID bill in the House.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The CDC is expected to end Title 42 on May 23rd. A federal jury in Boston convicts decorated coach Jovan Vavic of bribery and fraud for his part in the college admission scandal known as Operation Varsity Blues.
Vavic, who guided USC's men's and women's water polo teams to 16 national titles, was found guilty of accepting around $250,000 in bribes by designating unqualified students as water polo recruits. Vavic has been the only coach to stand trial and not take a plea deal in connection to Operation Varsity Blues. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And the Dow gained 137 points Friday. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Miami police take a social media star into custody after she's found covered in blood and her boyfriend stabbed to death.
A 27-year-old man dead. His family in Miami from Houston, devastated. They're grieving for Christian Obumseli, who lived with his girlfriend at Miami's Paraiso condominium. Courtney Clenny, a famous Instagram model, is who Miami police say was involved in a physical altercation with Obumseli, who was stabbed. Clenny, who goes by Courtney Taylor on Instagram, has 2 million social media followers and is being represented by attorney Frank Prieto. He released a statement, which reads in part, "It was not criminal conduct. Courtney was defending herself, and the investigation will reveal exactly that."
Reporter Sheldon Fox with Fox affiliate WSVN Miami. Amazon is not happy that workers in New York City voted to unionize. The e-commerce giants seeking to overturn the historic union victory, arguing in a legal filing that the union organizers and the National Labor Relations Board acted in a way that tainted the results. The workers' attorneys call that patently absurd. Amazon says it wants a do-over. Fans of Dancing with the Stars won't be able to watch the show on ABC next season.
Dancing with the Stars will move from ABC over to its streaming sister, Disney Plus, beginning with the upcoming season. This will be the first live reality competition show to debut on the service, which has been a staple on the network for the last 16 years. Dana Walden, chairman of entertainment for Walt Disney Television, said in a statement, "As we're significantly expanding our unscripted slate at ABC, this is a great opportunity to introduce this show to a whole new generation of fans on Disney Plus." The move is happening in part because NFL games are set to replace the dancing competition during primetime on ABC this fall. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.